This week's Cotton Newsline is 7 cuts. Cuts are NCC Chairman Eddie Smith and Manager of Science and Environmental Issues Keith Minching. Cut 1, coming in 3, 2, 1.
It's my privilege and opportunity to have a high-level meeting with the Secretary of Agriculture and also the Administrator of EPA. It was a very open and casual dialogue, which is not necessarily common for these two organizations to do. Basically, we were trying to set up the opportunity to have that dialogue, and felt like we were able to touch on some interesting points that need to be touched on with the EPA and also with USDA.
Cut 2, coming in 3, 2, 1.
There was no set agenda, and it was more or less up to the commodity groups to bring up the issues that they were concerned about. There were some parochial issues brought up in reference to renewable fuel standards, atrazine, amylase corn, but in broader topics, I think the two that we spent the most time talking about was the proposed language for spray drift and then the NPDES permit and the impacts that those could have on production agriculture.
Cut 3, coming in 3, 2, 1.
We touched on the NPDES and how important it was to cotton and how we felt like those permits were going to have an adverse effect on the grower, not only with the cumbersome of it, but also with the cost growers might have to incur there. And then we were reassured by the Administrator Jackson that that was not the intent of the EPA. In fact, they were very emphatic about how they were going about the permits. They were going to be actually related to pesticides that would be sprayed over bodies of water and how it's going to be a very narrow permit process.
Cut 4, coming in 3, 2, 1.
It's interpreted by the EPA and how it will affect production agriculture in that respect. And she was very open to discussion there and very aware of that particular issue. So it was a very open dialogue, very casual dialogue, something that we were very hopeful will continue in the future.
Cut 5, coming in 3, 2, 1.
It's my privilege and opportunity to participate in an unprecedented meeting this morning with the Secretary of Agriculture and also the Administrator of EPA in a very open dialogue that touched on some very important points that we deal with in production agriculture by the 6 major commodity groups of the United States.
Cut 6, coming in 3, 2, 1.
It's my privilege and opportunity to participate in an unprecedented meeting this morning with the Secretary of Agriculture and also the Administrator of EPA in a very open dialogue that touched on some very important points that we deal with in production agriculture by the 6 major commodity groups of the United States.
Cut 7, coming in 3, 2, 1.
We did go forward and ask the Secretary about the intent of this working group going forward in the future, and pleasantly surprised to hear him say that he looks forward to having this group together again in the near future, but there will be also working groups with each commodity in the interim to be working on certain issues, and this working group here that we had today would be coming forward again in the near future according to people's schedules. So I was encouraged to hear that this would be an open dialogue and perspective will continue in the future with continued communications between these two agencies and also with the major commodity groups of the United States.